Hi, this is the Dark Tangent. The speech you're about to listen to was originally recorded at DEF CON 5 at the Aladdin Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada, 1997. Now all rights are reserved except permission for educational non-profit use. If you have any questions about DEF CON or the copyright status, contact me at dtangent@defcon.org or the website at www.defcon.org. Now kick back and relax.
Well, we just been in Las Vegas is way too much. I don't know how many people have been here for a moment to step on, but we've been sensory overload here. Shell shock, too many lights, too many bells, too many whistles, too many people, too much noise. We're seriously off track here. Running way over our speeches here, so I'm going to go ahead and just give a very short one, about 20 minutes, and hopefully that will get things back on track speaker-wise. For many of you out there that know, or for those that don't know, I've been a professional speaker for the last year. I got picked up, hired here last DEF CON, and I've been running around speaking to Secret Service, FBI, the type of law enforcement agencies all across the country. And the topic I'm getting is trying to give more insight to the agri community. Look, we're not the big, bad, vicious people that everyone thinks we are. Trying to tell them just, we know what a hacker related to the sniff, what a cracker would be, what a phone freak is, the differences, maybe the different beliefs, ideologies we may have. And just something real simple, and total no-brainer conversation. But there's a lot of good information in there. And what usually happens, I find after my talks, is I get pulled aside and, you know, chit-chat out in the hallways like we have out here at DEF CON, and I usually get some interesting statements made here and there. And I kind of got a little collection of statements and insights to the federal side, based off the comments I got from these people. As you know, legislators have decided that they wanted to throw more Freedom of Information Act online, put down a Freedom of Information Act request, throw that type of information on worldwide websites. So there's more stuff out there for us to poke around, more hours away from the World Wide Web trying to find information. Government has decided that they're going ahead and they're going to rush everything. They're going to support government online. They're going to try and as much as they can, maybe somewhere down the line in the future, 50 years, whatever, our government will be electronic. And the government's responded by doing that, saying, so if we're going to throw everything online, we've got to get rid of these evil hackers. These people are causing us a lot of problems. Government response to how they're going to handle throw more information online. I'm talking to the government from the legislator, these Gingrich type people. People can't stay off the cell phone. Which is about the average intelligence. I'm starting to find a lot of government people out there. It's going to be tighter penalties, double penalties. On the word drugs, we're going to throw the offenders in jail for twice as long. We're going to make harsher penalties, we're going to harsher financial fines. We're going to treat you worse than we normally would have to stop the drug effort. And this is basically the idea that I'm getting at. I see, based on conversations with Capitol Hill types, is that government's going to be looking to throw people in jail on hacking charges a lot longer. None of this 2 years, 4 years stuff, they're looking at it a lot longer than that. We're going to double the penalties and just make it really hard for people to hack, and hoping that we're going to get all scared to death and we're all going to stop hacking. The fallout from this, the new legislation, the laws that have been passed, and the things that they want to do to try and control hackers, those are one of the things on the fallout side of it, the people who are mandated to follow the legislation coming out of Capitol Hill. Agencies that I've spoken to have been given these new policies, OMB 138 appendix, OMB 138, which is the government recommendations for securing computers. It's nothing like a C2 thing. It's basically a bunch of ideas, do this, do that, giving you no directions. But all these federal agencies that are out there, everyone that's the government agencies required to follow these things being passed on by Capitol Hill, has no idea what a hacker is, what they really do, or what they're about. So they're sitting in rooms, they're coming up with these policies and enforcing them on the rest of the people. In addition to doing this, we've mandated that there be computer security experts for every individual department in every federal agency. Well, let me tell you about the computer security expert I met when I learned about this. Inside one of the organizations that I had been into, non-law enforcement but still government agency. Was one of the first people to take, go ahead and do this. They had to get one for every individual department of about 10 to 15 people. So a large organization, several thousand people, and quite a few community security experts running around. And I recall this one woman that was in the class. She was in her early 60s. She's getting ready to retire after spending many, many decades working for this organization. Does not have a computer at home. Hates computers. Has nothing to do with computers. Does not use a computer that's on her desk. Tries to stay as far away from as possible and let people know up front, I do not want to work in computers. That's it. I want nothing to do with them. So she's stepping out to lunch one day and her manager comes up behind her and goes on her shoulder, we need a computer security at your fire department, you're it. So in this particular agency for her department, someone who knows absolutely zero about computers and hates them to death is the computer security expert for this particular department. And that's what I've come across with the people like. They're maybe not as vicious against computers, but it's basically we're being required to have a computer security expert in each department, and who wants to volunteer? And if no one volunteers, and it gets down to no one's raising their hands, so it's like, you're it. It's being randomly chosen out there. And we don't know what to do with it. They basically agree to the policies that are getting in front of them, and they don't know what to do with it. Computer security experts aren't doing anything because they don't know what to do. They're not computer literate. At the same time, with all these additional responsibilities and positions they're creating for these people, they're not giving them any money, any surprise. Government's telling them, you will do this, you will do that to secure the information that's on your network, but we can't afford to give you any money to help you in your task.
That's
right,
free fuel.
We're not giving them any time, we're not giving them any money, we're not giving them any training. There's no budget there to train these people for their new responsibilities. It's basically, you're not a computer security expert for your department, you're off on your own, you figure out what you gotta do. Well, no meetings, well, no nothing. You're designated as that person. I guess you can get you on a resume for later. On the law enforcement side of this, it's kind of a lot of the same pictures. I mean, it's quite a bit different. It's probably my most interesting part here. As we all know, the FBI and Secret Service kind of share jurisdiction of computer crime. We know about the FBI's National Computer Crime Squad. They started in Washington, D.C., San Francisco, and New York. It was demanded, Capitol has decided that all active FBI offices will have a computer crime squad, but maybe actually all major offices. Maybe not, I don't think Nebraska is going to have to worry about one. Maybe I'm wrong. But all major FBI offices around the country and our national computer crime squads, and they're already popping up all around the country, and the ones that do not have one now in the process of actually forming their teams. I've come to find out that they're also, in addition to being responsible for computer crime, the agents working in squads are going to be responsible in part for the normal crimes that the FBI also prosecutes. Some of the ones that were here last year, but still also fighting traditional crime, kidnappings, robberies, raids, or such crimes as those. In addition to having to deal with computer crime, once again, the government has decided that these are going to be for the guys that are going to be in charge of computer crime. These are going to have to go out there and find the bad guys, if there are any of us out there, and throw us in jail. Once again, we can't give you any money to do this. One of the computer crime squads was given a Spark 5 to do their job, and had asked me if I can come over and help them set it up. In which I replied to, why don't you replace the door that you owe me? For those of you know, I got raided last August. Real interesting watching television, looking up your computer, open the television, you see your door go. They were not actually after me, they were looking for the guy next to me. So my computer type stuff, keeping the wrong door, our doors are like that far apart. Nonetheless, I lost the door and they didn't replace it. So if there's any FBI agents out here, you guys still owe me a door. We're not giving any money, they're not giving money to train, they're not giving any of their jobs. We don't have the talent. These FBI agents that are on these squads have been with the FBI. They're being used in these squads. They've been taught. They were trained at the academy for traditional crime, how to fight that. You have a lot of people that have been in the FBI for quite a long time. These are people that haven't made a career out of dealing with computers or working with computers. Now these people still do paperwork. Good old pen and paper style, because that's what they're used to. And that's what the law requires. You know, that's better than dealing with computer-based word processes, I guess, these days. Two of the comments that I'd been given, a couple of the comments that I had heard that one FBI agent in particular felt really frustrated with having the responsibility for computer crime thrown on him, because he said, and this kind of a feeling for his department, that we are never going to have time to be able to sit down and read a book and catch up on this stuff. We don't know, you know, that was a quote, we don't know where to go from here. We got this new phone, or Wikidoo. I've been told by other agencies, not FBI agencies, also deal with computer crime, Secret Service, that, quote, we would just like to see our responsibilities for computer crime go away. They would like to give it to the FBI if they would like to give it to the Secret Service. They don't want it. They're not equipped for it. They're not trained for it. They cannot hire the talent that they need to do an effective job. People are technically adept because corporations out there, corporate America, are paying way too much money. You're going to work for $35,000 for the FBI, or you have to refuse, you go out and work for corporate America and make $35,000, $50,000, $80,000, $100,000, you wouldn't even live in the country. You're $35,000 in the FBI, and the San Francisco Bay Area, there's about $100,000 for a junior system administrator. So there's a lot of new EA.jobs.contract with there. They don't want it. They want it. They want to do a good job. They're just frustrated because they're not given the money and the resources that they need to be able to do the job that they're required to. A lot of FBI agents, and a lot of law enforcement agencies, a lot of different agencies, and I've talked to Department of Justice people too, they want to do a good job. We got people out there that really want to do a good job, but they can't get the money and train the people they need. And then people just simply don't want to be on this web. One of the last comments that I'm going to give out there has been on his back not to give this, and on the website it was okay as long as it said certain things, just one short. A scenario I've given last year to the FBI agents that were here, we went into the other night, Andrew Black and his partner Mike Butler, and I've asked this scenario if I'm a federal agent or not, trying to get a judge an idea as far as what type of crimes they would prosecute, what they would actually go after a hacker for, what they would actually try and prosecute. And I'd ask, if I'd gone into a computer system that I had not unauthorized access to, if I got into it and I was poking around looking at files, didn't damage anything, didn't try to copy anything and left, would you try to arrest me? Would you try to investigate me? No, or not. If I go in there under some ISP, or somebody that I don't, I'm to an ISP because of someone that I like, and I trash his web page or the album email, you guys want to investigate me? No, not going to do that. If I break into a government website and I trash and I steal information, et cetera, are you going to come after me? Yes, they're all going to do it to you. Defense federal senseless computers, federal interest computers. If you're standing over me or looking over my shoulder while I'm on the DEFCON network and I go into a child pornography site and I completely destroy it right in front of you and you witness me do the entire thing, are you going to investigate and arrest me? Because if you actually witness the crime in progress, you're going to have to. And no, we're going to turn around and walk away. The one exception they threw in there was if any hacker was making a concerted effort against one individual to try and ruin their lives, they would take that seriously and they would come after you. So concerted efforts against individuals are also a no-no. They're not worried about the people out there poking around, looking around, the people out there trying to learn in the true hacker spirit. They're not looking out there to bust people who are fighting between each other, one-on-one arguments. They're not looking at, if I'm trashing someone's webpage, I'm like, they're not going to waste the time coming after me. They have enough crimes they're responsible for, additional computer crime, and for limited resources and budgets they have, they have to go after the largest offenders, and they're going to attract the most attention themselves, and then doing the most damage. And with the work they already have and the number of people doing that, it's so what we're doing, getting systems exploring, looking around, they're not looking to come after us, they just don't have the time to do it, the time or the money. I tend to find the people I talk to, without any exceptions at all, I tend to find that every law enforcement agency that I've talked to, whether it be in the class or in the hallway between classes, has been very friendly. They've all admitted they don't have the ability to do this with the skills to be able to fight this type of crime. A lot of eager people, a lot of people interested in doing this, I mean, in trying to do an effective job, but a lot of them just don't know where we're not able to pull it off. That's what's going on. They're frustrated. I don't know what to do. I think that's the end of my talk. I think there's more point I wanted to make there. I'm trying to get us back on schedule by a short talk. That's it. Anyone have any quick questions on this as far as what it's like to like be face to face with these people? I think Garth back here has a question. I don't know anything about it. In terms of the hacker tools in the government, I tend to find that they're out there all reading FAC magazine. They're all reading 2600 magazine. I don't know if I quite can make the 2600, but they have the reading FAC magazine. They are downloading Satan. They are downloading COPS. You know, if they still think that's the current software tool for helping out of security. They're out there downloading these tools. They are going through our websites out there. I mean, they're watching out there. They're trying to gather information, trying to get an idea of what's going on out there. When it comes to legal legislation, I tend to stay out of that aspect of it. I don't want to get caught up in legal and law, so I just go out there and I do my little shtick and talk to them, maybe even then convince them to buy me a beer, and sometimes successful. Yes?
Yeah, is there any hope? Is there any training in the
works
from the FBI or the
academy? For computer crime training?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any training that's available, third-party training, I'm assuming, for these FBI agents. There are a few organizations out there that offer training classes and trying to help them understand who the hackers are, try to identify which are the ones they want to focus their time on, which ones not to waste their time on. That's what I do when I go out and speak. And if anyone's ever seen my professional presentation, I know I gave it here Wednesday morning. You'll see it's very pro-hacker. It's like, look, everyone's paranoid, everyone's stressed out of you, everyone thinks that the government wants to bust them for everything they do. It's not, it's get away from all this, it's just focus on the people you really need to go after. And if I should get to my talk, I really don't identify the type of individuals. I try to identify themselves. There are other companies out there that offer them training classes, hands-on courses, computer hacking. You know, pay us for $2,000, come here for 3 days, we're switching from the computer department with a bunch of other people, and really we'll tell you how to, basically limit you to how to install Satan, how to test a network of vulnerabilities, how to read the audit logs, and how to work back and really try to find out where this person came from, what they did, real simple no-brainer type of few things, but for them it is valuable training because some place can do nothing else, really help them effectively do your job, I don't know, you can be honest, helping them understand what they're doing. At least what they're up against. And crack. A lot of people are running crack against their own networks and they're finding about 60% of their organization. And a few people out there really know what they're doing that when they go up to their managers and say, look, we've got a problem here, I just cracked 60% of our password file. These people are not following the policies. The managers are like, what's crack? Managers, the Dover principles, an extreme effect. In the government. Is there another one over here somewhere? Anywhere? Right there?
One of the problems with firefighters today is that when they face a serious incident, they don't know how to handle the evidence, they don't know how to handle the system in order to try to protect themselves legally and maybe to go after people who may. if law enforcement in any kind of condition to help corporations with the forensic report that's necessary for any investigation?
Yes, I can't give up the example for those one of the FBI computer crime squad, not sure what's in particular, was working with the major corporations in the area. I want to say San Francisco, I'm not positive on that at all. It may not be. Trying to work with local businesses, telling them what to do. In case of an intrusion, here's what you need to do to help successfully prosecute these people. Most corporations, when they suffer damage, look to a system, try to get up and running for business reasons, financial reasons, keep the network up and running as soon as possible in a process to destroy a lot of the evidence required for prosecuting the people involved. A lot of would-be investigations have been stopped before they started because of that. Maybe the future FBI plan for what you do in case you're broken into. Really, let's see the element, but it's not widespread as far as what I've seen. That's a lot of the country to cover. There's one back here. Thank you. William Knowles. Also, I believe in Cleveland, Ohio. Anyone here from Cleveland? Cool. Cleveland, the university up there is going to actually establish a degree in computer security. That's going to work for last year. I can't remember any university offhand, but I do have a contact them for that. It's going to have a computer security and computer crime degree. Now, the more things that come across, there are schools out there. Traditional training. You had one, and then. Talking on O'Reilly's book, Computer Crime Handbook, I believe Don Parker is one of the authors. I think it was copyright 95. It's being sold in that store. What to do in case you broke, in this case, what to do if you're broken into. As you said, stuff taken from the FBI manual, stuff taken from experience from the law enforcement side. I guess Don Parker was the big old computer crime was at one time. I don't remember names, I remember faces.
I have that book, and it is a good book. What I was really interested in is the FBI was going to make or run into any other information effort to communicate with the corporation proactively. And because I think all my clients just that they can read the book on their own, but so many of the people have to get to some level of an ability to look into this issue. I would tell you that perhaps the agency can make a proactive effort to try and communicate with the corporation.
I think the federal agencies, before you get to that, I don't think the quite at the point of being able to work with the corporations to just give them the advice and information to know what to do when the systems get broken into. I think they're still at the stage, developmental stage, trying to think exactly what needs to be done. They know generally, I mean, they're obviously prosecute a few people, but I think they're still trying to look at the ultimate plan, the ultimate procedure, policy to follow for what happens when they get broken into. Government is going to be finding the solution for every problem is a policy. And a policy that we know is just not worth the paper to print it on. Yes. What do you think of professional tiger gene? No comment. There are some very good ones out there. There are some horrible ones out there. Right. Name one team that's out there?
One good, one bad.
I'm already going to catch another angry email from the law enforcement agents. By the time I get home, what the hell are you up on police talking about this stuff for? One good one, one bad one. I can't go there. I don't think anyone's making money professional tiger team. There's out there, they're doing the sales and stuff like that, but I don't think it's too expensive for all these companies. Social news, companies that learn how to do security is important, but what's that going on how? They know it's important, yes, but what to do now? You go out there, and I just finished an audit for a major corporation, and we did it for a very low price. Very low price. It's kind of introductory because it's so large, and we would lead to more contracts with them. And even at that price, very low 5 digits, it was still too much for them. The fact that it's going to continue, for the audits to really have any great results by the time it was all done, we need to come in, we need to audit more machines, more networks, more locations. It's going to require more time, more people, more money for them. That will need us to have some more money. And then when we come up with these nice little volumes of holes in the systems, as we found, it's going to cost them literally millions of dollars to fix these things because of the number of machines involved. They know security is important, but it's going to come down to money. Like, we're facing millions and millions. This company's already facing several millions, not millions of dollars to fix the hole that we found. Sadly, this is the most obvious one to be fixed, and we left alone from that. Money. People know computer security is important, but the boards and the people who have the ability to spend the money, they can't afford to part that much money. Over.
So, how is the millions that they would have to spend to fix the hole in comparison?
The millions they would spend fixing the holes based on how much they would lost, and they just charge that to the hacker when they catch them. We're not just going to throw $5 million to pull the holes when we catch them, right? We'll throw about $5 million in losses.
So the company is worried about
finding for all the places I'm going with the non-government side, for these corporations work too, that the concept of having a dedicated network security administrator, person that's just responsible for not network administration, system administration, and all along, someone who's dedicated full-time to security. Something I have not found a single company that has a position such as that yet, but I think this is hopefully somewhere down the line, that's going to be some sort of job title that's going to exist. Corporations have someone who's dedicated, constant, nothing but security. You don't know how they communicate between each other. He's asking as far as the cooperation between different squads across the country, different FBI squads, localized incidents. I don't know how they communicate with each other and how they cooperate with each other. Or technically they're localized, I can be completely wrong on that. I don't know. Some of the objections to people that is here now or I've been planning this talk about 4 months, and I've worked it up, and felt uneasy about some of the things I may say, not knowing quite what I was going to say, just making sure that I hadn't given away certain things that were said in confidence, kind of in trust, so I could have said things that we wouldn't normally have said. Yes, you invited me to the training guy, but we said things that normally wouldn't say to hackers. Nothing big, nothing secret, nothing going on. Things that we can say off the record, if they don't want to make some public record. I mean, no big secrets, but it's not knowing what they were going to say. Them not knowing what I was going to say, just making them a little bit nervous. So I took a few things and actually wrapped what happened. So just nervous, not knowing what I was going to say. But I don't think I gave you any real big secrets right here. Just confirmed a lot of things. Yes.
Is the FBI or other people trying to follow your record?
FBI chasing groups. I don't know who they're chasing. I don't even know if they are even chasing anyone. I don't think they pay them any more attention in particular than they do anyone else. I think what it has to do is based on if an individual, I think it has to do with what crime was involved, whether it was an individual, whether it was a group. I think they're basing it out of the signal to noise ratio. As we are between the groups and individuals, there's too many people out there doing things or claiming to have done things. Or one of the trips, I ended up one final comment I wanted to make earlier that I've forgotten was that they're overwhelmed right now, the FBI crime squad can be overwhelmed with the signal to noise ratio, just as we are on our mailing list. They've got every system, literally, as they said, every two-bit system administrator in the country who finds out their network got intrusion somehow, and they're jumping on the phone, yelling and screaming to the FBI, I want this person arrested, I want them prosecuted, I'm going to jail, he hacked my computer. And they're getting these calls all the time. Every just little tiny intrusion, these people want them arrested. It's like they spend an amount of time having to take these reports and do all they need to do, and these times and report it, but they spend a lot of their time trying to ferret out the garbage, the noise, and the signal. Who are they really going to spend their time going after? And it's the stuff they don't have time to go after. Someone stole my password file, I'll see you. Someone copied my password file, please, I need these guys arrested, trying to hack my system. Sorry, we ain't got time for this. Yes. I do not know the statistics on the computer crime squad, and I know that it originated with three cities and it's expanding to all major offices across the country. Squads, I may be wrong, the most like the person I'm getting is only about 8 to 10 people. It may vary between cities. Smaller groups of people. I'm getting these questions about 8 to 10 people. I don't actually know the size of them. I don't know the budget on them. I know they were able to afford to spell fires in their efforts, and that was about it. We can afford the installation. Yes? Okay, you can hear my phone. The systems that the FBI are paying the most attention to are the government systems, obviously, NASA, agencies such as like that, and financial systems are the big concern. There's the Russian mobster who had attempted to steal $10 million from Citibank, had actually done it, but had gotten caught in the process. Financial is the biggest concern. And technology, as what they term as technology transfer. Other companies coming in, other countries coming in to steal our technology from us. China's been trying to develop an aerospace industry for the last 20 years. They want to have a major commercial airline industry out there, so that the company is their own version of Boeing out there. And been using techniques such as stealing information from basically corporate espionage, coming in and taking all the information they possibly can to help them speed along the process of developing their aerospace industry. Do we want to spend 20 years and billions of dollars developing our industry? Or should we just come to the U.S. and take it in this fast way, know it, and download it? We have a lot of countries doing that, and actually some friendly countries are doing that. A lot of technology stuff. That really went through. Financial systems, yes, I think that's actually right now the technology transfer, really the technology transfer is the biggest concern because that's one that's been going to progress and it's well known and it's well understood. It's both easier to fight, I'm guessing, on this stuff. Based off some questions and comments over last year. So our biggest offenders is China, number one. North Korea. Taiwan. France. And Israel. There are others, but those are the ones that are mentioned the most often, the most flagrant about their stuff. They don't even try to hide it. Well, a company declined audit because they feel a moral or legal obligation to correct what was found. I think right now it's being turned down more on this because of money. Spending the money. once the avalanche starts, the biggest problem is trying to maintain the credibility. Anyone here that works with professional fire teams? A couple people. You probably get the really nervous system administrators who are out there who machines are being audited or coming back saying they tried to break in my machine or they damaged some files or they do anything to try to destroy your credibility because they know there's this audit report coming up. They know the systems have holes all over them and they know they're going to have a meeting with the manager somewhere down the line to explain why their security was so wide open. So the biggest problem with professional fighting is trying to maintain your credibility while you're there. Being really careful what you're doing and logging the whole thing. And trying to keep it quiet. We've out of the machines, we've come back to 6 hours rolling out of them again, and security state somehow improved very dramatically before the report came out. Maintaining credibility is the hardest thing to do on a professional fighter team. Looks like it's I got two back here. One. Italy has a computer crime squad, Italian government. France has one. And Israel either has one now or is in the progress of developing one. I don't think I have enough information to answer your question. Germany. I don't know on that one. It's what I do tend to be basically concerned about the United States and other people stealing from us. How much grown hacking does our government do? There's all sorts of conspiracies and stories and things that everyone that all of us we repeat over the years of our security mailing list. I don't know the full scope of who's hacking up in the government, but as you know, the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force have recently established information warfare commands. The NSA, I'm sure, you know, that will do. They have established not only defensive, but also offensive information warfare commands. And they're going to be hiring assistant administrators, like the young people in the military, they know computers, they were in the Army already. They are doing offensive stuff as well as defensive. Who's hacking who? And I'm saying, everyone's hacking everybody. I don't know who exact answers on that. But I do know that the military is taking a big interest in information warfare. Both protecting and launching attacks. In real time, of course.
Do you know anything about the supposed virus that was planted in Iraq?
The Gitan virus? That was my response to the question if I knew anything about the supposed virus installed in the Iraqi military systems over there. No. Well, I'm sure Saddam hasn't got that email yet, but it was a hoax. Okay, Anthony is needing hands up right now, so I'm trying to get back on schedule here. I'm going to go ahead and disappear here. The next speaker, whoever that person may be, since the schedule's changing too fast, you're up, and we have no one in charge up here, so. Kill you very quickly, right? Let's go thank Obama. I'll be poking around here until tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, so if anyone else is hanging around, there's nothing else to do for this weekend after then, find me.